Simon Kuf Lamed Ches. That's the Dino of Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. And that's the end of the segment of the Yom Noraim. Now, the fifth day of Chol Moed Sukkos is otherwise known as Hoshana Rabbah. Since on Sukkos we're Nidoyin Al Amayim, we get judged for water, and this is the last day proper of Sukkos, so that's the day that we get judged on water, and water affects everything. Therefore, it's a minig to stay up the whole night of Hoshana Rabbah, the special Seder and Sidurim in Sidurim that many people say. And on Shacharis, there's a minig to light candles in Shul, like Yom Kippur. The kittel is worn by Lechazen at least. And you say the extra things during Psukei Dezimra that you say on Shabbos and on Yantif. However, over here you also say Mizmor L'Soida, which you don't say on Shabbos and Yantif. We don't say Nishmas, before Kriyas HaTorah, so we say In Kameicha, and you say Shema Yisrael like you do on Shabbos. Musaf, we say Naritzcha with an entire Musaf Kedusha like you do on Shabbos and Yantif. All right. There's a minig neviim to take an arava. That's a special arava aside from the ones that you have in the dalad minim. You can really be yotzei with bad echad ve'ala echad. So even if it's missing most of the leaves, but l'chatchila it should be nice, and it should fit all the requirements of the halachas of the regular arava. You should have five of them, and the nicer they are, so the better it is. You don't take out these aravas together with the lulav. You wait until the time in the Hoshanis where you're up to Tana Emunim, which is when you start talking about rain. And then you take the arava, the five aravas, at the end of the tefillah. So then the minig is to shake it like you would shake the lulav and then bang it five times on the floor. You don't have to knock off leaves. It's just five times on the floor. That's what the minig is. You shouldn't be mevazeh the aravis, just like you're not mevazeh the dalad minim after you finish using them. The minig Yisrael is to use it for another mitzvah, like lighting up the oven for the matzis or lighting up the fire for beer chametz or something like that. All right. After that, we move on to Shmi Atzeres. So Shmi Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, a Sveka D'Yayma, which means that you don't really know whether it's Sukkos or whether it's a Chag B'Fnei Atzma. That being the case, we still say Shachiyanu, and the minig in Chutz La'aretz is to eat in the Sukkah the whole of Shmi Atzeres. Some people are makel as far as sleeping in the Sukkah. But eating in the sukkah should be done. You don't say leishev basukkah, and not even kiddush, because it's a tarti to sasri, because you're already mentioning Shmi Atzeres, and then to say leishev basukkah is problematic. Meseder at the end of the day of Shmi Atzeres, so then the minig in Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, you do this on Hoshana Rabbah, is to go into the sukkah, you say the Yehi Ratzon, and leave the sukkah. You can take out the kelim from the sukkah, the furniture, close to dark, but they shouldn't really be mesuder in the house until it becomes the next day, otherwise you run into a problem of hachana. The last day of Shmi Atzeres, second day, what? No, because you have to empty out the sukkah. It's, whatever. You can empty out the sukkah. You don't want it to get ruined or something like that, but it's lav dafka hachana. The last day of Shmi Atzeres is otherwise known as Simchas Torah, the end of Ma'ariv, so we have the first set of Akafis. He brings the minig to leave one Sefer Torah so that you can have a Kriyas HaTorah, three Aliyas in Zeis HaBracha. And what's it called? And some people have extra Aliyas there, not of Zeis HaBracha, but just a random, not random, of special parts of the Torah, Chashuva Parshiyos in the Torah, which people buy for money. All right, I haven't really seen that. But after that Kriyas HaTorah, he says, then you have Chatzi Kaddish, and after Chatzi Kaddish, so you have Hachnasa, and you have Aleinu. Some people, what's it called? Some people are noyeg to do the Birchas Kayanim on Simchas Torah proper on Shacharis and not on Musaf. The reason for that is because we're afraid of Shichrus, people drinking during Hakafis. So places have the minig to do it in Shacharis and not in Musaf. If you do that, you shouldn't say Veserav in Shacharis. All right. After after Shacharis, so you have the next set of Hakafas. After that set of Hakafas, so three Sifrei Torah should be left out. You read Zeis HaBracha up until Ma'ina, and you should go over and over and over again, many times, many people get aliyahs as possible. Then after that, the last aliyah is Kol Ha'Na'arim. He brings the minig that the oldest child who didn't get a proper aliyah himself makes a bracha for all the kids in Kol Ha'Na'arim. Then you say Hamalach HaGayel. And then after that, you have the Chasan Torah, which is supposed to be given to an Adam Chashuv, that goes from Ma'ina until the end of the end of the Sefer Torah, the end of Devarim. After Chasan Torah is read Chasan Bereishis, the beginning of Bereishis up until Vayichulu, and including, and then the third Sefer Torah is Maftir. If you only have two Sifrei Torah, so then the first one should be Chasan Torah, the next Chasan Bereishis, and then you go back from Maftir to the first one. Beseder. It's a minig Yisrael, the ones who get Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereishis, so they make a Kiddush or a Suda afterwards. And the makar for this is a Medrash. The Medrash says that when they got the Aron back, so they made a Suda L'Torah, and therefore we learn in that Medrash that it's an Inyan to make a Suda L'Gamra Shel Torah. So as we finish the Sefer Torah every year, the people who get the aliyahs of Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereishis, so the minhag is that they make a kiddush either then or the next Shabbos after that. That's the minhag Yisrael. And with that, Be'ez Hashem, we conclude the halachas of the year.